Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. Your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is the photographer himself,
yes.
Pat Hamilton, the producer of VFN TV and Daily Radio Program.
Man,
you're looking
hands.
At him right now. It is amazing what he does.
Yes.
It is amazing
totally
what
amazing.
He does. Just totally humiliates us.
I do my best.
Yeah, and he likes that. He likes
right.
that.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, if you missed today's program, the earlier programs, you got to catch them. Go to VFNTV.com. Talking about how much data is being kept on us, kind of get a comparison with the National Security Agency mm-hmm. in Utah, talking about the power and the authority that comes in the name and faith in the name and faith through comes through Jesus Christ. I'm like, man, it's time to just lift him up. And that's the answer. He is the answer. He is the answer. And that's why his name brings so much conflict to folks who aren't honoring him or serving him or don't want to follow him. But it doesn't change who he is.
No.
But when you look at Nazareth, when this same Jesus walked into Nazareth, that because of their choice of not to accept him for who he was and his name for who it was and faith that comes through him, that they didn't receive from him. It didn't change who he was. Mm-mm. It changed what they got. But this man at the Gate Beautiful, and you got to hear it, he had faith to receive. And guess what? He got healed. This crippled man got healed, and thousands of people got saved, and they gave their life to the Lord when they found out that it was Jesus and faith in Jesus and faith that comes through Jesus that saved him. You got to be able to catch that title. So encourage you, because that's who saved you. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. It's time to go back to your first love and just go, you know what? It's Jesus,
that's
man.
Right.
It's Jesus in the morning, Jesus at supper time, Jesus at noontime, that old song. Mm-hmm. You guys probably don't know what that song
Mm-mm.
is. It was a barbershop quartet.
Mm-hmm.
It was a quartet.
Did you want to sing a little bit for us?
Nope. Don't want to sing.
Okay.
Don't want to sing at all. But this is an anniversary of Pat. You know, it's 60th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's actually 15 years ago yesterday and today,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
That he gotten saved, which in itself
is a miracle.
It's like, first of all, there was Paul. He says, I was the chiefest of sinners.
All right.
And he says, the reason why God saved me is to prove that you can be saved, right? Exactly, right?
Correct.
Well, correct.
Okay.
Well, I knew him before. He's a changed man. No, but he got saved, gave his life to the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And built backgammon boards at work, and but he had yet to receive he was sanctified. His spirit was sanctified. He saved, going to heaven, all that. And then he began to be discipled and learn the ways of God. But when he read the Word of God, he found out, he's like, man, I want the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I want to be baptized by the Holy Spirit with I want a power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Jesus said, listen, I want you to wait. I want you to wait and pray and sit, by the way. They were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen, there's going to be a suddenly that takes place. And this suddenly would happen as they were waiting for God to release power and birth the church. And what happened was they were in the supper room, and you can read about it in Acts chapter 2. But just suddenly when they were together waiting, like the Lord told him to before he did anything, suddenly a wind came from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this mighty wind just came blowing through and filled the house, house, that they were sitting in. And that in itself, and think about this, because we're going to talk about some things that happened in that 15 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
And so this wind just blew. And then, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God, just a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And then out of that, they began to speak different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And there's languages they didn't speak before, but these languages were so diverse and unique because people had come from all different nations at that time in Jerusalem, and they were listening to these guys speak these different languages, and they could hear, everybody could hear in their own language what was going on. God.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And so Pat was saved, and he was wanting that experience. He was like wanting that experience, and we were wanting that experience for him. No, we were wanting that experience. But God had laid on our hearts 15 years ago today to anoint the borders of the county, city, and which we resided in, which now is actually where God's called us to establish the VFN Dream Center.
That's right.
And is the third well of digging well. And so to be truthful with you, right, we were just, okay, we're going to do what God said. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. And we were tired. It was the end of a work day.
Yeah.
And it's a big county, so we were driving way north. Oh, is it Brat?
Yeah, Brat.
And so
almost a century.
Yeah, and we were driving north, and so we're going to anoint the borders. And what we're going to do is we're going to claim this county for God. That's what we're going to do. And so we took the bottles. We had 4 bottles of oil,
mm-hmm.
and we put news, N-E-W-S, N on one bottle for north, and E on one bottle for east, mm-hmm. and W on one bottle for west.
You know, that was the direction we went into? We went north,
yeah,
east,
well,
west.
I did when I was writing that down, but okay. It just took me 15 years. And then S, and then S is
south.
Thank you. And wow. And so
Film Lord,
thanks everyone
Film
for
Lord.
Laughing. I appreciate that.
Film Lord, Film you know, Lord. Kind of,
and so, we're heading up. We're heading north. We're taking this long journey up this Pensacola 29 Pensacola Boulevard type road, and we're headed straight north, like the main artery for Pensacola. 15 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so worn out. Before we got to Brat, we didn't realize the county just kept going and going. Right? And so we pull off at this gas station to get something, and we're trying to find the map and do different things.
Mm-hmm.
And we said something negative, or what, I don't know what it was. And then we go, my goodness, we're going to go pray for the county. And we said something negative. We're like, Lord, forgive us. God, we're repenting, right? But we're just so tired. We were worn, slap out, as they say down south, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slap worn out. And so we made it finally to the center northern border of Escambia County, Florida, not Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing there in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we have this dog out there, I think. There was a horse.
It was
farmland, right?
Yeah.
And there was one like intersection.
Pitch black. It was like nothing. No, not even a red light.
Do we want to say this? Okay, so and so we had, Roger was there.
Mm-hmm.
You were there. I was there.
Yeah, just 3 of us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. Where were you? Anyway, so man, I didn't realize we have 4 border. Anyway, so we're on the northern border, so we're going to be in the pray, right? We're going to pour the oil out. We're just going to say, by faith, God, you know, we just claim this county for you, that you would bless it, that you would give creative ideas and concepts to the businesses and the individuals. You bless the marriages and the families, that your church would be blessed. Pray for the whole church in the county. And all of a sudden, just the power of God just dropped on us. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
On the northern
yeah.
border? And we looked like crazy folks on the northern borders. But at that point, because we were so tired, it's like this power of God just dropped. And Roger, who had never prophesied a day in his life,
mm-mm.
just was overcome. And literally his spirit just exploded inside of him.
Yeah.
And he began to prophesy from the north to the south. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, just all these things, the army of God and all these different things taking place. And it was like, when God finished that, it was like, bam, you know, it was mm-hmm. like, he was just like, you know.
Yeah, he was overwhelmed.
It was overwhelmed. And it's like, man, that is powerful what the Lord's doing. So we were just like, woo, we're pumped now. Okay, God, we're in this. Mm-hmm. We're in this. And so then from the northern border, we're driving back, going now. We were just on fire now. We're going to go to the eastern border, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the Lord had laid on our heart that this is the night that Pat's going to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's going to be the power of God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're riding up like Highway 4 or whatever it is in excess of a particular speed limit. And we were just pumped. We're so adrenaline was going, right? And so we are reaching back because I think you were in the back seat. Were you not in the back seat?
Yep.
And so Roger.
Sipping him under.
Who's driving?
You were.
Really, it was me?
Yeah, you were driving.
I was driving in
yes.
excess of speed. Anyway, so we're driving like
imagine
this, and we're reaching our hands back in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And we said, you're going to get filled. This is tonight. Tonight's your night. You're going to get filled. And so we're praying, and we're coming, and finally we pull off of this Tom Thumb in the middle of nowhere. And
no, it was just on the side of the road.
We had to get the drink first.
Well, I already had that. We'd gotten that earlier. Just saying.
So he had his drink already. And so he had the 75-ounce drink of orange
between
drink.
Between my legs.
So, okay, hold on a minute. So we're driving down the road at this rapid speed, and we're praying for him. And then finally, he has his drink already with him. It's a big, huge gulp drink. I mean, it's back when he has to use his drink sugar and stuff.
His thing Mountain Dew is his thing
and all that. Yeah, he had a lot of bad addictions. God's delivered him from him. And the but all of a sudden, he spills his entire drink in his lap. And we're on the side of this road, Highway 29. And what happens when that happens is his brain shuts down and quits trying to get this thing through his works, get the baptism of the works, and he looks at his lap. And he said the first word, I can't even tell you the first word he said. But once his mind just turned off what was going on, his spirit just exploded. He was like orange, Holy Spirit filled, man. He was like, this is a huge drink. And so it was like, and the words that came out were kind of like fragrant, orange fragrant words. You know?
Baptized in orange and in the Holy Ghost.
But it was interesting, though. It was almost like, because remember when they got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that it was like everybody understood in their own language. Well, mm-hmm. We were going to the eastern border only later to find out, and we were going to pray, and there's rivers that go down both sides of Escambia County. And so we were going to go to the Escambia River, is where we're headed to, and we were going to pour oil down the river, so the oil would just go all the way down the river. So we get there. So he's now filled.
Anointing oil.
Yes. So yeah, right. Not BP oil, olive oil. Thank
you.
That's why he's here.
You know, it's like, what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so, so we go out, and so he's filled. It's like this Indian dialect. It's like an Indian dialect, you know, God loves it. Just, you know, anyway, so he's praying in the spirit, but he's just on fire, you know? And so we get to the Escambia River, and we're praying there, and the power of God is so strong at this point. Prophecy is just exploding about, you know, Ezekiel and these, you know, these bones. Will these bones live? And just powerful things begin to speak to the church and the bones, and just, you know, bless the church. And it was just, I could imagine what angels were doing during that time in the spiritual realm. But he couldn't even stand up. He was actually on the dock looking like on all fours,
yeah.
Standing on the power. God was so strong that he was going to pour the oil. Obviously, he was the one that's going to pour the oil out, the olive anointing oil out.
Yes, thank you.
As we prayed for the eastern border of Escambia County, and he's literally praying in the spirit, but it's a Indian dialect. Mm-hmm. Only for us to find out that the First Nation people were right there in that very same area. So no telling what the Lord had us praying in repentance for what happened to the First Nation people. Mm-hmm. But we were pouring it out and asking God to bless the church. And so then, I mean, we thought we were spiritually high up in Brat, but now we're like, woo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Pat got filled. I mean, he's out of his head. And so we are just pumped. Finally.
Wow.
You're welcome. And so then... we're heading over to the western border, and this is another river. It's called the Perdido River, and it runs down the western border. And we get back from this break. I got to tell you what happened because it was so powerful.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Relationships can unravel amid conflict and bitterness and hurtful words. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Here's psychologist Dr. David Clark offering his perspectives on why we so often fall short in our relationships.
We see 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. No one can do that without God's help. It's impossible. Ephesians 5, try Ephesians 5, where you love your wife as Christ loved the church and as you love your own body. Humanly speaking, can't do it. I tried for some years to do it on my own. I simply couldn't get it done. That was part of our journey of Sandy and I finding the spiritual bond. All of a sudden, I'm not loving Sandy. God's loving Sandy through me. Hey, that works like a charm. I can do that.
Your marriage isn't all about you trying to love your spouse. It's really a matter of God loving your spouse through you. And you'll find additional insights and trusted resources to help you do that at FocusOnTheFamily.com/marriage.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says Visit Our Sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. And I'm going to say, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together, so you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors, thank you to our partners, and God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about a powerful night 15 years ago today.
Yes.
And as you heard earlier, on the way to, and the Lord laid on our heart, this was the night that Pat was going to receive, that he desired to receive. And you can receive the baptism right now. It's a gift from the Lord as a believer. And if you want more information on it, write to us, let us know, or talk to with your pastor, and he'll help you out with the baptism. And, but understand, so we're driving down, Highway 29. Pat is like orange and filled, with the power of God. And he's praying in the spirit. And it sounds just like a Indian dialect. And Escambia actually is an Indian name, right? It's actually an Indian name.
Yep.
But several tribes were in this area. As a matter of fact, Geronimo was held in prison in Escambia County on the island out there in Fort Pickens.
Sad.
It's very sad. And so here we are, and we're just obeying God. But remember, we started off so worn out and so tired. Listen, the enemy's just trying to defeat you. When God's called you to do something, don't go by your feelings. Walk in obedience. And he just charged. We were, it was like, it was amazing. Visions and prophecy and power. And I mean, God was doing something that night. I mean, he was doing something 15 years ago today. And so we're going to the western border. And the western border has the Perdido River going down it. And this particular area is known for, because I spent almost 10 years in law enforcement, is known for a lot of crime, a lot of you know, people's throats have been cut out there in this area. A lot of, because it's way out in the kind of the wilderness. It's on the border of Alabama and Florida, and you got to go, you know, way out there to be able to get to it. And we go out there, and we get out of the vehicle, you know, we're just on fire, pumped, you know, for the Lord. But when we get there, it just kind of it's just like oppression.
Thick. Yeah, it's real thick.
It was like having somebody's hands on your ears where you couldn't even, it's like pressure. You're in this vacuum.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're like, oh my goodness. You could just feel the demonic things that have happened in that area. So we had a little, and it was just still, there was no wind. There was this river, Perdido River. There was a bridge over the Perdido River. It was a vacuum. And so we just began to speak out and pray and deal with whatever the strongholds were in that particular area before. So we prayed so we could pray.
Yeah.
That's what we did. We had to pray so we could pray.
Wow.
And so then all of a sudden, as we begin to pray, you hear this almost like an applause or an army or something of that nature. But what it was, we found out it was like wind that was not yet there. was coming towards us, and you could hear it coming towards us. So imagine being in a vacuum. It's still as can be. And as you're praying, you can literally hear wind moving towards you, but it has not yet arrived yet. So you're still in this vacuum. And then all of a sudden, standing on this bridge, the wind took like a 90-degree turn. It was like a 90-degree turn.
Yeah, you can see it on top of the trees.
Yeah. It took a 90-degree turn, and it hit us directly. And we began to prophesy into the wind, and it just changed the entire atmosphere. And it was just, imagine your clothes are flapping, and you're just like, oh my goodness, it was so powerful, was it not?
It was.
It was just a huge night. God was restructuring 15 years ago today. This county, because he had good plans in store for it. And the enemies tried to steal that. Mm-hmm. Vandals, as the Lighthouse Prophecy talks about through Bob Jones and Paul Keith Davis, is that had tried to destroy it. But guess what? God is bringing light back into this. Mm-hmm. And he is going to redig the wells. And glory is coming. So here we are, just on fire again. We're like, well, yes, we're pumped. Past like, oh yeah. No, he's not messing with you. And so then, the biggest thing that was going on, you have to understand this, if you get out of your head, the power of God was moving. God, we were interacting with heaven, and heaven was interacting with us, and we were just whatever God wanted. And so then we're heading out to the southern border, but at this point, I know. But at this point, we pulled up to a particular intersection. And the lights went out in the car. I don't know. It's supposed to be like 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe by this time. And the lights go out on the car. So now we're into the ninth day. So we started on the 8th and we ended up on the 9th. And this is like 15 years of the day. And we're like, I don't know what we said, but I looked at Pat and I said, well, put your hands on the car. And he's sitting in the front seat. Now you actually moved to the front seat. Look at that. What happened there? Because he was in the back when you got filled.
We pulled off at the store.
There was.
Yeah.
And so I said, no, pray. So he puts his hand on the dash.
Yeah.
And he begins to pray in the spirit. And immediately the lights come back on the car, which is weird, them even going out. But you know what? Yeah.
Hey,
light came back on.
So it was high, boy.
So whenever it was high, man. I should have asked him for a financial breakthrough. Anyway, so now we're riding down Highway 29, which is the main artery of Escambia County. And we're riding down there. This is what happened. Mm-hmm. And as I'm driving there and we're looking, I don't know if our wheels were even touching the ground. All of a sudden, it was like the roads became arteries and veins, and the land actually was almost like a part of a body. Imagine just a piece of your skin lifted up, and it was almost like it was showing Escambia County as part of a larger body.
Mm-hmm.
And we're one church, the Church of America, for example. And so God was working on that one part of the body, I guess. And it was amazing. It was like living tissue. And so we're riding through this whole vision and we're driving. And so now we're headed to the Naval Air Station. Mm-hmm. And this is the last, this is the most southern border of Escambia County that we needed to pray for. And we had the S bottle was left, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And we're going there. And at that time there was heightened things going on in the world. And we didn't know. So we get there to the base. And we just wanted to be able to pray for the southern border, pray for the military. We wanted to be able to take olive oil, anointing oil, and just anoint the most southern border. It's the last border we had left. Mm-hmm. And so we get to the gate. And this was years ago. It's not the present guards, just so you know. This is years ago.
15 years ago.
15 years ago today. And we said we need to be able to come on the base. And didn't say anything because you think they're not going to understand what's going on. Right. And he just said no.
Right.
He just said no. It's like,
you don't understand.
Yeah, right. Well, and so you're just thinking like, oh my goodness. So I said, here it goes. I'm going to have to tell him everything. And so I pulled that S bottle out, the last one, the southern border. And we're telling this guard at the Naval Air Station, mind you, that just has a heightened security because the world things are going on at that time, 15 years ago today. And they couldn't let folks in. And I said, I told the whole story. And I said, so all we have left is the southern border. And NAS is this, is a most southern border, and we need to be able to pray. And he says, come on in.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
He sure did.
The favor of God just told you think,
wow.
You know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The favor of God, once we told him exactly what was happening, the favor of God just said, come on in. He didn't send a escort. He didn't send anybody with us. We had full reign And we went straight to, just so you know, went straight to the water.
Yeah, right.
Right there where those hangers are out there, where the ropes ramps are.
Brown water.
And began to pray. Because that was, now we've prayed for all the borders of Escambia County. And some of the words, I remember the Lord, one of the words that was spoken was that I am setting up my base, my angelic base over NAS. Mm-hmm. And I'm sending out my war angels to do warfare on my behalf. So you see NAS, what was prophetically stated at that point, there's another base above that in the spiritual realm of angels that go and do warfare, because God was and is upset about what's happening to his church. And then this authoritative word came out, this really possessive word. What was the word?
He says, they're mine.
No, it was Mike. They're mine. You know, so many people are trying to take God's folks. Wow. Making them, that's my church. That ain't your church. That's Jesus' church. You didn't give your life for that church. Jesus gave his life for the church. And it was such a, they're mine. I mean, it was like the fear of God just dropped when that happened. And we realized that he wants his church. He's jealous over his church. And it was a powerful, powerful night. So I just want to encourage you. Maybe God, don't do it in your head, but maybe God is leading you to the very same thing over your city, over your county. But if you're in the Escambia County area, know that we prayed. And when we were being called out, we thought we were being called out, and God called us back to this particular region. That's the two things that we could not give away, because there was nobody found in the land that could carry what God has already done, which is the Malachi mandate, which is the 10-year prophecy, and what we just told you about the borders of Escambia County.
Oh my goodness! Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern soul. On Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey and Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple. Aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information. Phone numbers, web addresses, emails, call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus himself said this. He said, the verdict is in. Bam. I mean, you know, you remember the jury comes in and the judge ordering the court, they open the little piece of paper where your whole life can just like, what? And it opens it up and the verdict is in, and Jesus says, some people just love the prince of darkness. They just love darkness. They love the deeds you could do in darkness. There's some folks that just love Lucifer's stuff. You just dust your feet and you move on. This is a relationship. If you try to force somebody to have a relationship with God, you don't even have a concept of him. And secondly, you might not even know him. Besides, forced relationship by our own laws is called rape. You have to want to be with God. It's a choice, which is so cool because God wants to be with you.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, and I'm John Ramos. We're so excited to be with you today. If you've missed any of our programs, be sure to catch them. We know we're four programs back-to-back, and of course, you can catch all of the highlights on The Torch by going to VFNTV.com and all the different ways that we have available for you to get connected. Also, we want to be able to share to you in today's program just several things that God's just showing us. One of those things is going to be Kingdom First, an awesome, awesome word by Rick Joyner that really helps us to focus on the kingdom. Thank you. also, we're going to be sharing about this amazing work that's being done, Pat, by Bill Strickland. He's a CEO in Pittsburgh, and he has put together these educational centers that are absolutely phenomenal. In fact, they're wanting them all across the country and all across the world, and major donors like partnerships with MIT and Harvard and Heinz Ketchup and eBay, they're wanting to give like millions to support what he's doing. It's just really, really awesome, really cool. But as we get started, I want to share this word. Rick Joyner just shared this word. I think it's so awesome because right now a lot of people are putting many other things in their life first. But the first thing that to be in our life is God and his kingdom. Jesus, number one, he's the first thing in our lives. And he needs to take first priority. And he writes in this correspondence as he puts out, you know, this just is fresh, just came out. And I'm going to read some of it, you know, to you, and we're going to discuss some of the things that he shares. But it's so relevant, and so timely, and it's so important. Sometimes, you know, Peter says, "I've got to tell you this again." You know, you got to recalibrate, you got to refocus, you got to come back to, you know, center. You got to go back to you know, pointing north to really understand and get a grasp on what's happening, especially in this age where so many things are vying for your attention and can pull you any which way. Well, this is what Rick Joyner writes. He says, last week we discussed how much the church is still so far from what it's called to be, and yet this also gives us an ultimate opportunity. Could we begin a momentum that would actually hasten the coming day of the Lord? And so he's getting ready to talk about this, and then he shares about Don Potter's observation. You know, apparently Don Potter shared some observation about weddings, and this is Don Potter speaking, not us speaking, but he says, this is his observation. It's a great miracle how the bride can look like such a disaster just minutes before the ceremony starts, and then suddenly appears looking so perfectly beautiful. Don, someone's going to be talking to you about that in a minute. But maybe, this is what Rick says, maybe it will be that way with the bride of Christ. What is more important than helping the bride prepare herself so that our King has the wife he is so worthy of? I mean, this is what it's all about. Jesus deserves a worthy bride. And the church right now is not in the best place where she needs to be. And so our hope is that God can touch the church once again, and that the church really would respond to God and turn, you know, their hearts 100% towards him, right? If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Well, then he continues to say, just to live in these times, listen to this, Pat, just to live in these times is a great honor. All of the prophets and righteous ones of old just desire to see these days, and we have been called to live in them. Possibly the greatest folly of all would be to live in these days and not see them. I mean, think about it. We're living in some of this is the greatest time, I believe, to be a believer, to be alive and walking on this earth. I mean, think about what's happening in our generation and how close we are to the coming return of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. So many prophetic words have been fulfilled. So many things are happening on a daily basis. The technology, every single thing is there present. I mean, this is it. This is it.
Right.
And, you know, I've shared this, you know, once ago before about, hey, you know, many in times past have thought, you know, they were living in the last days, and, you know, they were in, yeah, in a period of last days, maybe their own. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, I truly believe that we're in the season of last days, and God's coming back for his church.
That's right.
But what would be a shame is to be in this great generation, in this moment in time, and completely miss what God is about to do on the face of this entire earth. If you missed one of our programs, we just got finished happening how God's outpouring his spirit in North Africa in the Arab League. I mean, you understand, these are Muslim, you know, controlled nations, and there is revival in one church gathering. They're baptizing 150 new believers a year. I mean, super, super exciting. Well, listen what Rick continues to say. He says, if we are waiting for the church to get its act together before we commit to it, then we will miss out on it. If we do not go through the process with her to get her ready, we will not fit in and will be left far behind. So don't sit on the sidelines. Don't wait. Listen, you know, someone says, I'm going to get, you know, be a part of the perfect church gathering. I'm you know. Well, listen, the minute you arrive, it will no longer be perfect. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, you just got to get on in and be a part of the family and be a part of what God's doing so that you can be, you know, used in what God's getting ready to do. Don't miss it.
That's right.
So he says, why are so many Christians, and this is so important, listen, why are so many Christians unable to find a body that they fit into? Why are so many Christians unable to find the body that they fit into? For many and most, it is because they are not in the right place geographically. It is so important to know why you're living in a certain area.
Right.
Has God called you to that geographic area? You know, Acts 17 says that God has determined the exact time and place where we should live, that we can cry out to him, you know, even though he's not far. He's determined, but are you moving in his determination? Have you stepped outside? Why are you geographically living in the place that you're living in? Mm-hmm. He continues to say, if we choose the place where we are living because it is where the best jobs are, where we like the geography or where our family or other relationships are, then we are likely not in the geographical will of God. I'm going to repeat that again because I think this is important, and I don't want to mess it up. I'm doing my best I can here. But if we choose the place where we are living because it is where the best job is, where we like the geography or where our family or other relationships are, then we are likely not in the geographical will of God. We will only be in the will of God and stay in the will of God if we make all major decisions, especially where we live, by seeking the kingdom first. See, it's always about his kingdom. It's always about the king. It's always about, Lord, what is your will? What do you want me to do? Jesus said or did nothing that he didn't see or hear his father doing. I mean, it's all about, I'm a son, I'm a daughter of the king. I live a surrendered life. I've been ransomed. I've been bought with a price. This is Christianity. This is loving Jesus. This is honoring him. What you say, I will do. You know, I'm your new boy. Here I am.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here, what do you want, master?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Listen to this. He says, you know, we're even here today, Pat. I mean, we've spoken this many times, but we are today as a ministry in the city that we are in because God said so.
All right.
That's why we're here.
That's all right.
God said so. It's the only reason. And you may have heard us talking in programs past that we were headed to Texas until God said, this is where I want you to be. And so, of course, we responded to the voice of the Lord. We responded to God's desires. And so here we are.
Mm-hmm.
But geographically, it's so important to be where God's called you to be. You know, I some time back moved my family to New Jersey to minister there because that's exactly where God told me to be. And now, some several years later, I'm back on the Gulf Coast because why? That's where God told me to be. It matters where you are geographically because God's getting ready to do something. God has a body for you. God has a place for you. But you got to get in the place. And when you get in the place, you'll understand and you'll realize that God will give you a grace for the place. He will anoint you to be what you're supposed to be. And so we have a lot of folks that are scattered in all many different places, and they're just not seeing things flow in their lives. They're not seeing the full measure of what God wants to do because they're not where they're supposed to be.
Right.
Because they didn't put kingdom first. And this is what he continues to say. He said, we are always, always, always to seek our purpose in the kingdom before any other interests. If that is not how we are making all of our major decisions, then we are likely out of the will of God in those things in which we do not do this. How do we get back into the will of God? We repent and resolve that we will not make any major decisions without putting the interests of the kingdom first. Mm. Let me tell you, if you're not thinking God first, kingdom first, you're going to think self first. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it happens. You got to keep God in the forefront. The main thing has to be the main thing.
That's right.
And there's so many things right now vying for your attention, and so many things vying to pull you away from what God is doing on the face of the earth, to get you distracted, to get you pulled away, to get you to miss it. But you got to be about the main thing, Jesus' main thing.
Right.
Because you know what? You don't know when your time is up. I mean, hey, your end day could be today. Mm. You know what I mean? You don't know. So why not be in the perfect will, in the perfect place? There's no better place to be than in the perfect will of God. Let me tell you, there's just no better place to be.
That's right.
You're at peace. You have put a smile on God's face. The blessing of the Lord is shining upon you. Man, that is a great place to be. Is in His perfect, perfect will. I have chosen my will before patent pass.
Right.
It didn't go well.
Didn't work out so well.
You know, and oftentimes people are trying to make things happen. You know. They see a door before them and it's not open, and so they'll wait and they'll pray and
or they'll kick it down.
Well, yeah. Before you know it, they get the screwdriver out, the hammer, and they're they open. They made a way, and you got to realize, man, if God's not making the way, that's it's good. It's all right. And you got to separate what are your desires from what are God's desires, and then your heart should line up with what the Lord wants, right. And you have to go through that process. It's okay. But listen, he continues to say. And this is so powerful because God is repositioning people all over. I believe all over this country. I know He's positioning people on the Gulf Coast. That I know.
For sure.
That I know, and it's beautiful, and we have great expectation for what God's getting ready to do. But let me tell you, He is repositioning His people, and I'm remembering even Brother Kilpatrick's word about a 100-day period of redefinement that we're in. And I think that's all connected and all part of it. He says, "How can he can do everything much better than we can? So this is the best deal ever, and it is following God and putting His kingdom first. I know many who did not do this, and they're talking about honoring God and letting God set the agenda, kingdom first. He says, "I know many who did not do this, but instead." Move to where the best jobs was. Their job may be going great, but everything else in their lives is falling apart. This is Rick Jordan. Now, this is fresh, just fresh word.
All right.
And so you may go for a job. You may go. People move cross country, cross the world for an employment. While they're leaving what God's doing
God's
in their
will.
Life. Yeah. Come on.
Wow.
If God is moving and God has a set place for you, you want to get yourself and your family under that teaching. You want to get them in that hub. You want to get them in that covering because you don't know. You don't know what lies on the other side. Good ideas are never God ideas, and you can never get those two twisted. That another O makes a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Good ideas are not God ideas, and what you want is God's ideas, God's plans, God's direction, God's will, because He knows everything. He knows yesterday, He knows today, and He knows what's going to happen tomorrow, and He knows it all at the same time.
That's
and
right.
Since we only know in part, it's always important to find out who's the one who's driving and who's the one in charge. When we come back from this break, we're going to discuss more about the importance of putting the kingdom of God first in your life. Seek ye first His kingdom. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded within inside of me. I go, whoa! I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing, the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little step. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
Anyway, first of all, I do want to say that I remember borrowing your bicycle once. I think it was your trike.
Really?
Yep. He had a seat. The seat was about the size of the ruler they gave you in the first grade.
How do you sit on that?
I don't.
I'm telling you, man.
I hover over it.
I'm thinking, I got on this thing, and I made it maybe about 10 feet, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. What's happened to me? I'm thinking, but I started thinking back. I never sat on a ruler before. That wasn't what I was done. We had, like, banana seats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, how can this man sit on the seat? And I thought, wow, I am such a wimp. I couldn't make it all the way around the block, you know, with that. And I'm thinking, wow. And people do ride on those seats, don't they? Did they?
Yeah.
No, it was like a ruler turned sideways. It wasn't even a ruler. It was really bad. And I just want to say that if you want to plenty of fruit in your life, you probably don't want to wear those kind of seats.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat Hamilton. My goodness, if you're just tuning in, we were just talking about Rick Joyner's word that just came out regarding Kingdom First, putting God's kingdom first. And he was talking about that many Christians today are not, you know, seeing the blessing in their life. They don't feel like they're a part of where they're supposed to be. There's no connection to a body of Christ, to a gathering of believers. They just don't seem fit. And it's because they're not geographically where they're supposed to be. And we were talking about how God is repositioning people, putting them in places, bringing them. And we've seen that firsthand. We've known several others who've moved from all across the country to be a part of what God's getting ready to do right here in the Gulf Coast. And we are excited about the plans of God, the voice of God, the direction of God. Because when God speaks and God directs, let me tell you something, he's in charge. Mm-hmm. All we want to be is in his perfect and pleasing will. That's where we want to be. That's the place of peace. That's the safest place for you to be, is in God's will. And a lot of people are going to be looking for safety, and you're not going to be safe because you're choosing your will over God's will. Let me tell you something. Lay your will down. Mm-hmm. Lay your will down in all areas of your life and say, God, you be the Lord. You be the master. You be the boss of my life and what you say. Yeah, it may not make sense to your friends. Of course it's not going to make sense probably to your family. Of course it doesn't make sense maybe to your natural mind. But the question is, does it make sense to God? And since he's the only person that really, really matters in the scheme of your life and your will, listen, you want to make sure you follow what God tells you to do, and you're exactly where God tells you to be.
That's right.
And so he talks about he has seen Rick in this writing and what he's sharing with us. He begins to tell us that he has seen people who have moved geographically to different areas based upon employment. And he says, you know, their job may be going great, but everything in their life is falling apart. You know, what's good if you gain the whole world, you know? What profit, what do you get here? What does it profit you? But you lose your own soul. And,
right.
And I'm not saying you're losing your own soul, but you're losing your destiny. You're losing the plan for your life. And potentially you could lose your own soul,
sure,
you
can.
Know? It leads to that. But he continues to say, Pat, he says, the devil tempts Christians the same way he tempted the Lord. It seems that every time the Lord calls a person to do something significant, the devil is there to offer something very tempting, often a job or a business opportunity.
All right.
Sometimes it could even be a better, quote-unquote, ministry opportunity.
All right.
But it is not the one the Lord has called you to. My goodness.
Usually something that's going to appeal to our flesh.
Yes. Think about this.
That's all he's got.
That's all he has. And if you're not, if you don't know what God is saying to you, if you've forgotten, you know, listen, we encourage you to abide. You know, write down what God is showing you, what he is telling you, and don't just write it down and file it away. But oftentimes go back and relook at the journals, relook at what God has said to you in seasons past, you know, in weeks past, so that you can refresh yourself and encourage yourself on the word of the Lord. Because God's repositioning, he's bringing people to a place, and you want to find out where's that place.
Exactly.
And don't let the enemy come on in to distract you or cause you to miss it or anything like that. You want to be focused on the main thing, which is the Lord's leading, his direction, right?
Right.
He says you can even, listen to this, Pat, you can even be at the right place geographically. So you've arrived, you got there, and you're in the right, and you're in the right place that God has for you. And you still can be tempted to miss it, because you can. Okay, I'm here. This is what God said. I'm here, but you still can be tempted to miss it. You must be totally, totally aware that you need to be present, and you need to be aware of the reason that God's placed you there. You know what I'm saying? You got to be, just because you just moved to a place doesn't mean anything. Okay, that's the first step. You're in the vicinity, right?
Right.
But now you got to get activated. You got to get plugged in. You got to be a part. You got to know why you're there, why God's called you. Are you functioning and are you doing? You know, because let me tell you, God has an amazing work, and we're believing for an amazing outpouring. God has spoken in so many different ways. It's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. But if Jesus Christ is being lifted up, If souls are coming into the kingdom, heaven is getting full and hell is going to be emptied. Listen, this is a great time, a great season to be alive and to be in the kingdom of God.
That's
and
right.
We want to see those billion souls come into the kingdom. We want to see that.
That's right.
And why not be a part of what God is doing in your generation? There's nothing like reviewing church history and saying, was I down the street from that?
Yeah.
Was I just an hour away from that? Was I just a plane ride? Was I just one move, one decision, and I could have been a part of what God was doing in that generation and I missed it? Where was I? Well, listen, you can avoid tomorrow's regrets today by seizing the opportunity of a lifetime within the lifetime of that opportunity. We only have one time. It's a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to hear and you have to obey. And it's so important. He says of himself, I was sidetracked from my purpose for 7 years in that way. I learned much through it as the Lord continued to be with me and teach me the whole time. I became far more successful than I ever dreamed, but was miserable the whole time. Oftentimes, people think because they're being blessed financially or they're being blessed with their job, they're being.
Yeah, got a stamp of approval.
Yeah, listen, the enemy gets promotions too, you know. You know, he don't mind you having money if he's going to take
if
you outside.
If it's going to keep you from the will of God, he'll bless you all day long.
All day long. So listen to what Rick says. It says, when I repented and laid everything on the altar and returned to the Lord's will for my life, I lost a fortune, almost everything I had, but was much happier and more peaceful than I have been in years. Listen, I'd rather take a penny being in God's perfect will than take $1 million outside of his will. You know what I mean? You want to be in God's perfect will. Listen, the only safe place that we can be is in the place where we can truly know that, you know, we're in God's will, and that's where that peace comes. You know, he continues to say we need to pursue wisdom. This is what God's word says, Matthew 6. He says this, listen to this. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Don't worry about what you're going to drink and what you're going to wear and where you're going to live. What is God saying? Where am I supposed to be? Lord, what are you doing? I want to be a part of this awesome move of God. I want to be a part of this outpouring. Maybe God's speaking to you right now. Maybe he's calling you to the Gulf Coast. Listen closely, hear, and obey, because these are some of the greatest, greatest days to be alive and to do great exploits for our awesome Lord, Savior, King. Let's do it. Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola, not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape, he'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.